The Tender Bar is a new memoir by L.A. Times reporter J.R. Moehringer about his unconventional childhood. He grew up mainly nurtured by men at the neighborhood bar presided over by his bartender uncle. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Fantasy literature is filled with tales of children being raised by all manner of unlikely surrogate parents. Apes, wolves, witches, dogs. But never before have I come across a story, let alone a true story, in which a child is raised by a saloon. Such is the wobbly upbringing that J.R. Moehringer describes in his new memoir, The Tender Bar. Like the watering hole it memorializes, The Tender Bar packs in poets, femme fatales, cops, and con men. Its pages distill hard truths, wisecracks, and heartbreak. But what really gives this memoir its complex flavor is the fact that it's a tale told by a clear-eyed teetotaler who, in his memories, is still blind drunk with love. Moehringer grew up in the 1970s and 80s, mostly in Manhasset, Long Island, a bedroom community of New York City that was the inspiration for the Tony town of Eastegg in The Great Gatsby. For a time, it was also the home of a legendary pub called Dickens. Dickens, for the young Moehringer, seemed to be the sanctum sanctorum, a sacred place presided over by his bartender uncle, Charlie, where only men initiated into the rites of holding their beer and eloquently loosening their tongues could congregate. And as a child, Moehringer yearned to be around men. His father, a disc jockey, abandoned the family soon after Moehringer was born. Growing up, Moehringer used to tune into his father's voice on the radio and talk back, pretending they were having father-son conversations together about school and baseball. Moehringer and his mother lived with his grandparents, an aunt, an uncle, and six cousins in the grandparents' tumble-down Cape Cod, a veritable flop house with one working toilet and furniture held together with duct tape. Moehringer's grandfather, a witty misanthrope, dubbed his extended family the huddled masses yearning to breathe rent-free. No wonder Moehringer, as a kid, inevitably washed up at Dickens, where his uncle and a motley crew of booze hounds taught him the manly essentials: how to float in Long Island Sound, how to talk like a longshoreman, and how to woo a woman. Most of the men at the pub, Moehringer recalls, conceived of romance in warlike terms. As one Vietnam vet and gin mill philosopher opined, broads are like Reds, inscrutable, ruthless, committed to forcible redistribution of your money. Moehringer, who grew up to become a reporter, began jotting down notes of barroom bon mots like these while he was still a teen, hence their ring of authenticity. But The Tender Bar is so much more than a cute compendium of things men say when they're blotto. It's a fierce and funny coming-of-age story about ambition and yearning and necessary betrayals. Moehringer's mom pushed him to make something of himself, to go to Yale and eventually get hired and fired by the New York Times. Moehringer exquisitely describes every wince-making step of his class climb. Reporting back to Uncle Charlie and the men at the bar about his discomfort at Yale, Moehringer moaned that one of his roommates had already published his first book, and another, who'd spent the summer interning at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, had had a form of leukemia named after him. The guys around the bar sympathized with Moehringer's insecurities and then ordered another round. Ditto years later, when Moehringer bellied up to the bar to complain about feeling like a loser at the Times. What he eventually realized about the cost of the consolation he'd been receiving from his mostly working stiff mentors at Dickens strikes me as one of the smartest observations anyone has made about the complications of class identity and loyalty. "The more I moaned about the Times," Moehringer says, "the more popular I became at the bar. Though proud of me when I succeeded, the men celebrated me when I failed." Dickens, the pub, is no longer in business, so Moehringer doesn't have to worry about what kind of reception his memoir would have gotten from the men who, as he says, collectively raised him there. According to Moehringer, though, they were connoisseurs not only of good liquor, but also of good tales about the human comedy. So I have to believe they would have hoisted a glass to this superb literary brew.
Maureen Corrigan reviewed The Tender Bar by J.R. Moringer. Maureen teaches at Georgetown University and is the author of a new memoir called Leave Me Alone, I'm Reading.